There was a school board meeting last night, and joining us on the phone to talk about last night's meeting is school board member Michelle O'Brien. Thank you for joining us this morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Keith.
So it started out with a work session to interview and select Chalk Schaefer's replacement. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It didn't. I'm happy to say it did not end up in a coin toss. But we ended up appointing Stephen Bradford. We had actually two great applicants, and I was very pleased to see that. Jim Shoemaker and Stephen Bradford applied for the opening, both highly qualified individuals, and we took two votes, and Stephen Bradford was indeed appointed to fill out the remainder of Chalk's term.
Okay, and so did he assume a seat yesterday and start right out, or is that something that will happen the next meeting?
Now, the board can actually invite the appointee, or anyone for that matter, to join the board at its meetings, and Stephen was in the audience for the duration of the meeting, eventually decided that he would like to sit up at the board for the very end of the meeting. And so he did that, then he will assume his role, I guess, for the duration of the meeting at the next meeting.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, in every meeting, there are a number of different reports involved, and in those complex body of reports, are there anything in there that is important for the good citizens out there to know about?
There was lots, and I should mention, and you'll pardon my voice, I think I've got Maria's disease now, but we had to shelve some of the items on the agenda because we were having technical difficulties last night. A number of the items, such as the science curriculum, had lengthy pieces of literature along with them that were available online. It just would have been irresponsible to print those off. And they were, I mean, literally 80 to 90 pages, if not more, per document. So we shelved those items because the board members didn't have access to those electronically. But some items of note, perhaps most importantly in my mind, was that we are beginning the budget talks and the formulation of the district budget for this year. So very important to note, excuse me, that the public is invited to attend an open house discussion forum on Tuesday at 6:30 at the Cahi Library, at which Rick Rafter and the superintendent, they'll be there to answer questions and have discussions in regards to any questions that the public might have about the budget. So yeah, That's very important, and we certainly invite any and all input from the public in regards to the formulation of the budget.
Are there any changes in how the budget process is going to go forward this year in comparison to previous years?
You know, I think the biggest change, and I'm very pleased to see it, and hopefully most folks are as well, is that we're really publicizing the fact that we want public input, and we will be having numerous workshops, both with the Borough Assembly in an effort to work collaboratively with them, as well as inviting public input. So I think you'll see a lot more of that. In addition, some folks may see in the budget documents in previous years that there was a line item at the very top called restricted. What is restricted? Well, it's kind of vague. What restricted really is the fact that those are items that we absolutely need to have in order to keep the doors open. Perhaps there are contracts that are in place, items that we absolutely must pay. Mm-hmm. Now, can some of those items be adjusted? Slightly, yes, but in large part, no. But folks really wanted to know what those restricted items were. What do those entail? What are those line items? So we're going to break those out, and so those will be included in the budget documents that you'll see.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're hoping for more input from the public, and of course, the value of their input will be all the stronger if they're well informed. Where would you recommend people who are interested in this go to get most educated in terms of being able to give input about what they'd like to see happen with the budget?
Three things. I'd invite them to go to the superintendent's office and ask for any documents that they'd like. If they're electronically inclined, they can certainly always go to the website. But then there will be a wealth of documents available at the series of workshops and work sessions and open houses that we'll be hosting.
Okay.
So lots of opportunity.
Now, we've been following it for the last number of months. Of course, there was an audit and an extended audit on the student activities accounts. And there were recommendations in the business manager's report. Can you tell us about what the results of those audits and what the recommendations were?
Sure. Let me just get to that. They did do a recommendation based on the audit of the activities budget. I'm trying to find that piece of paper. Overall, the activities budget audit went quite well, and there were some recommendations made, such as when deposits, I can't find that piece of paper, I apologize, such as when deposits are going to be made, and the amount of those deposits, here we go, I found it. Number one, that the credit card payments are going to be reviewed prior to being made, and they're going to make weekly deposits unless cash is over $500. Also, all purchases are going to have required documentation signatures. And I think this is important. The fundraising groups, we all see the raffle tickets. We all see the various fundraising efforts that are so integral to the success of our sports and activities. But they're going to have to identify two people to oversee, verify, and certify all donations.
Okay. And so, yeah, it looked very short just looking at it. They're just four recommendations in a half page is what we're seeing there.
It was very succinct.
Mm-hmm. Right. Looking ahead, there was a public hearing on a motion to adopt a new board policy on education of Native Indian children, and that was at the second reading. Can you tell us a little bit about what the policy is and its significance?
And, you know, thanks so much for that would be the exact next thing that I was going to touch on. In the second reading, we were going to adopt a board policy, and specifically we needed to adopt that policy because we're trying to comply with our impact aid requirements. And impact aid is something that I've seen in other communities, but impact aid is a direct benefit of buildings that are federally funded in our community that don't pay property taxes per se. And so it's very important that we comply with those requirements in order to garner about $70,000 in annual funds. That's small in our community compared to others that I've seen, such as back in Tallahassee. However, there are requirements in order to qualify for those federal funds, and one of which is Indian education. And so what we thought was a great policy moving forward actually speaks to one of our board goals. We kind of maybe put the cart before the horse on this one. And so the folks from KIC, as well as the president of the Organized Village of Saxman, came forward and said, hey, wait a second, we wish that we would have had a little bit more input from our groups in terms of formulating this board policy moving forward. The board agreed with them, and so we kind of took a step back. We do have 30% of our students that are Native, and so it's important that we have the input from these folks as well. So we're going to pull that back a little bit, meet with these groups, that the board felt pretty strongly about that, and then perhaps make some changes to that policy. And in somewhat rapid order, because we don't want to miss out on this funding, but we do want the input and the cooperation from those groups, we're going to move forward in conjunction with their help.
Okay. Now, on new business, we're seeing a motion to accept the resignation of Robert Hewitt, principal of Schoenbar, effective the end of this school year. Is that a surprise to folks? Did you see that coming?
Well, yes and no. If you think that he's been with the district for 33 years, maybe it's not a surprise.
Well, certainly well-earned, I have to say that.
Exactly. Time to go fishing, Bob. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's been around a long time. He's clearly had an impact on a number of people's lives in terms of education. And so, you know, my vote was regrettably yes. And a number of folks expressed their regret at his retirement. But, you know, if you know Bob, even if he retires, he's still going to be there to offer his input great guy, and we're very, very sorry to see him retire.
And that adds two new principals, I believe, that will be coming into the district next year. Is that correct? Or
I believe so, yes.
Right. Barb Roberts and Bob Hewitt.
Correct. Correct. So, yeah, lots of change, and a lot of folks who have really served our district for a long time and had a lengthy educational career. So somewhat of a time of change for the district.
Now, you stated that the K through 12 student performance objectives for science, that was put off to another meeting, I believe.
Yes, sir.
What is the revision of the technology plan?
Well, and that's the other one that had a lengthy document attached to it, so we're going to have to revisit that during the next board meeting.
Okay. And moving along through it, now this was on old business, I believe, unfinished business. There was, then this was delayed, the motion to approve purchase of iPad 2s from Apple. I remember in the discussion that you wanted more information about just exactly how they would be used. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Where are you going to be? How many iPads are you buying, and where are you going to be using them?
Sure. We're going to actually be using them in the science and math department as part of the curriculum, not only with special ed students, but with the regular science and math department. I'm trying to look for that.
Is that in the high school?
Yes. And we did actually approve that. The feeling of the board, I think, was that technology as one of our objectives was integral to the success of our students. There were some questions, and unfortunately at the last board meeting I was forced to leave early due to a family requirement, but in looking back at the minutes, there were some questions from other board members, I believe, that some of those questions were answered, and so the board elected to move forward. The iPads are, I think, viewed based on the presentation by Linda Hardin as certainly a technology that is not only emerging but largely accepted as this is what's going to be used moving forward. And so we did approve that purchase, and they're going to be used not only to train our teachers but in large part be used with our students.
Mm-hmm. And how many of them were there, do you know?
I think there were, 30, 40. Mm-hmm. There are 40.
Okay. And looking ahead, there was a motion to approve a resolution 1203 regarding the state's foundation funding formula. Is that, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that resolution was put forth by John Harrington. And really what it is a reiteration of what you have seen come out of the borough. And it is urging our legislators to increase the base student allocation for what the state uses as its formula in terms of funding our schools. That hasn't changed since 2008. And I think the feeling is that the state needs to play a bigger part in financing the education of our students. And so we're going to put forth that resolution, and hopefully Alaska Association of School Boards is also doing a very similar resolution in hopes that our state legislators will see that and hopefully urge the state to increase that funding formula for our students.
Is this connected to the issue about being an organized borough and a different funding formula where because we're an organized borough, we have to pay for all of our education, and were we not an organized borough, we wouldn't have to pay any of it, and that's unfair? I mean, that statement was coming out of various public bodies over the last. Is this related to that at all?
You know, I think it is, and I think it is in a roundabout way, because you've got two things at work here. You have the issue that you just spoke to, but then you also have the overall issue that even if we weren't in that situation, the state has not increased its base allocation per student since 2008. So you've got two things at work here, and hopefully this resolution and further lobbying by our citizens and our legislative flying team will really bring that issue to light. So Ketchikan has two things at work here. The fact that the state, even if we weren't in Ketchikan, hasn't increased its funding per student since 2008, but then also we have that borough issue that you just spoke to.
Now, I just have one more thing, and that just has to do with the Borough Assembly planning session. It was on your discussion item. I think there is a liaison meeting coming up even today. Just if you could talk in general terms of how things are moving forward in the school board working with the borough as we move towards a budget season.
Sure. There's a Borough Assembly liaison meeting today at noon in Assembly Chambers, and certainly the public is invited to attend. We have three board members and three assembly members on that liaison committee. I think it's working out fantastic. Everything seems to be running very smoothly, and it's a very cooperative effort. I'm so pleased to see that. Beginning tomorrow at noon, the Borough Assembly is having their planning session as they begin to formulate their budget, and that will be from noon to 4. That is something that they are doing. We aren't really taking a large part in that per se, because we've had a work session, and we'll also have another joint work session with the Assembly in February. So very efficient process. They'll also be having another work session, or a planning session, I should say, from 9 to 1 on Saturday. So we're working cooperatively as well as independently in terms of moving this process forward, but I couldn't say that I'm more pleased with the way things are going.
Okay. Any last things, Michelle O'Brien, for the good of the order?
About for the good of the order and the good of my voice, mm-hmm. The last thing I'll leave you with is congratulations to Max Oaksmith from Schoenbar for winning the district spelling bee by spelling harpsichord correctly.
Okay. Yeah. Congratulations, Matt. Thank you for that. And Michelle, and we look forward to talking to you about future school board meetings.
Thanks so much, Keith.
Thank you.